Page 131. Listen for main ideas.
Stephen Aloya, a professor of special education, lives outside of Los Angeles. He has five children who have been in public schools and Catholic schools. One of his daughters, Caitlin, attends Chaparral High School and wants to be a teacher.
I usually get home around 5 o'clock, and I'm usually doing homework until about 11 or 12 at night.
We've had many nights, 1 and 2 in the morning.
I'll find myself just getting really, really tired doing my homework. I have to get up and move around to stay awake.
That's a nightly ritual, because around 11:30 she starts to conk out in the chair. I go, Kate, you got to wake up. We go outside, sprint down the street, sprint back up the street just to get her wake up so she can do one more hour of solid, intense reading and studying.
Aloya isn't the only parent who talks about sleep and homework. Cecilia Bluer thinks back to her daughter's previous year in the New York City public schools.
Last year, when she was in third grade, she got 4 hours of homework a night. She was up until 11 at night in tears. There were days that I did not take her to school the next day because she was so distraught over not doing homework and would have gotten up at 5 to complete her assignment. I just had to give her mental health days. I wasn't the only mother in that class keeping their children out of school so they could just get a full night's sleep.
The amount of homework that students get has fluctuated throughout American history, and today it varies from school to school. At the beginning of the 20th century, homework was outlawed in the state of California. Until a child was 15, it was considered child labor. And in the 1920s and 30s, there was another movement against homework led by physicians who said that children needed 5 hours of fresh air and sunshine every day. After Sputnik in 1957, and the report in the 1980s, A Nation at Risk, which warned that the nation's schools were in danger, homework increased. And now many schools give way over the 10 minutes a day per year that is recommended by some educators. Advocates believe homework teaches responsibility, keeps kids off the streets, helps refine study skills, and gets parents involved in their kids' schooling. Joyce Epstein, a sociologist at Johns Hopkins University's Center on Schools, Families, and Communities, says her research over 20 years gives support for homework.
It is helpful for showing that youngsters at any grade level who do their work and complete it do better in school than kids just like them, similar youngsters, who don't complete their work.
Gary Natriello has also studied homework. He is a professor of sociology and education at Teachers College in New York. In the 1980s, he was involved in researching the effects of homework in high school.
And at that time, we produced a paper that showed that, in fact, if you assigned more homework, the kids who received the homework actually had better standardized achievement tests.
Years later, Natriello became a parent.
Then I realized that it wasn't just the students, the children who were getting homework, it was also the parents who were getting homework. And particularly as assignments got more creative, which might have been something that I might have recommended in the 80s, and more demanding, which certainly would have been something that I recommended in the 80s, all those additional demands came back to fall on my wife and myself.
It is the impact of homework on family life that has many parents hopping mad, particularly in a culture where two parents often work, and home life hours are already truncated by many social forces. Stephen Russo, an administrator at a medical school, has two children in the New York City public schools, a daughter in sixth grade and a son in ninth grade.
When you add it all up, you know, your child's in school for 30 hours a week. If they're going to have another 10 hours of homework, then they're expected to read between a half an hour to an hour a night. And then there are projects and there's art. You're talking about a 45 to a 50-hour work week for a 10-year-old.
Sociologist Gary Natriello says at the time he did his research in the 80s, he believed more homework would simply make teachers and students more accountable.
What we weren't counting on was that at the end of the day, all of that comes home. And so someone has to then support the students and monitor the students in getting this work done. Or if nothing else, at least has to allow them to stay up late enough to finish the work. And that really changes home life in some pretty substantial ways. I don't think we fully appreciated what that would mean.
Natriello still believes if you want kids to reach higher standards, homework is necessary, especially in high school. But he says as a parent, he now understands homework's hidden costs. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.